Tuesday, August 26th. The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our reception among you was not without effect. Rather, after we had suffered and been insolently treated, as you know, in Philippi, we drew courage through our God to speak to you the gospel of God with much struggle. Our exhortation was not from delusion or impure motives, nor did it work through deception. But as we were judged worthy by God to be entrusted with the gospel, that is how we speak, not as trying to please men, but rather God, who judges our hearts. Nor indeed did we ever appear with flattering speech, as you know, or with a pretext for greed, God is witness, nor did we seek praise from men, either from you or from others, although we were able to impose our weight as apostles of Christ. Rather, we were gentle among you, as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well, so dearly beloved had you become to us. Haydock Commentary. St. John Chrysostom admires the tender expressions of love in St. Paul. Our reception among you was not without effect. It was not in vain fables or lies. Our preaching was not in trifles, or rather was not without fruit. Others have spoken of it everywhere. But why refer you to others when yourselves know that it was everywhere followed by abundance of good works, faith, and patience? As we were approved of and chosen by God to announce His gospel, we have tried to correspond with His design, and we speak in a spirit of disinterestedness, not to please men but God. Being chosen by God, it is to Him we must render an account. Have we spoken to you in words of flattery? Have we disguised the gospel truth or concealed its austerity? Have we made piety a cloak for avarice? The Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 through 26. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides, who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." Haydock Commentary. The tithes of these small things mentioned here are not found in the law. Nor yet doth Christ blame them so much for this as for neglecting more weighty matters, and tells them by a proverb that they strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. The Pharisees pretended the greatest exactitude even in the smallest commands of the law, when the observance of them could impress the people with a favorable idea of their sanctity, whereas they omitted the more essential precepts of the law when it did not procure them the praise of men. The Pharisees are blamed by our Lord for their avarice in scrupulously exacting tithes of the most trifling things, whilst they lived in a constant neglect of their duty, both to God and their neighbor. Jesus Christ here condemns in forcible language the principal vices of the Pharisees, namely, their hypocrisy, false devotion, boundless ambition, insatiable avarice, false zeal, and ignorance in deciding upon cases of conscience. In vain do you, Pharisees, boast of your external sanctity. Do not imagine that fornication, adultery, and other actions are the only sins to be attended to, and that pride, avarice, anger, and other spiritual sins are of no moment. He who made the body made also the soul, and it is of equal consequence that both be kept clean and free from sin. By the similitude of the cup and of the whited sepulchre, he shows that they did all their actions purposely to be seen by men, and that this was their only motive in all they did. Like Ezekiel's bitter roll, we have here a dreadful list of woes, like as many thunderbolts leveled against hypocrisy, avarice, ambition, and all bitter zeal. We should be careful not to suffer such rank weeds to grow up in our soil to the ruin of all good. The vices of the scribes and Pharisees are not unfrequently to be found in Christians. The genuine characters of the Pharisaical and hypocritical spirit are: 1. To be punctiliously exact in trifles. 2. To be fond of distinction and esteem. 3. To be content with external piety. 4, to entertain a high opinion of ourselves and to be impatient of reproof, and 5, to be harsh to others and ready to impose on them what we do not observe ourselves. Sins abundantly sufficient to rob us of every good and to leave our house quite desolate, not less so than the temple and city of Jerusalem.